Hello everybody, welcome back to The Underground. We are a secret radio created by rebels and for rebels. We are for the ones who want to be informed or the people who want a chance to be a part of the revolution. Today, we are with a special guest, the winner of the former games, Amethyst Belladonna from District 3.
Hi.
So, Amethyst, tell me about your story. What was it like to participate in the games? How did you feel at that moment? Like, how did you go from the hacker girl from District 3 to the symbol of survival?
Well, my name was picked for the reaping 1 year ago. At that time, I was so sure that my name wouldn't come up since there was only two papers with it. So when I heard it resonate through the microphone, the only thing I heard was my brother's scream and the shatter of my heart. I trained a lot harder because I needed to catch up on them. I hadn't had any training before, so I was extremely weak compared to my opponents. I wanted a chance to survive because it was not about winning for me, it was about living. And when I won, it felt like an illusion, like nothing really happened.
It must have been horrible. I also found unbelievable that you became a normal citizen right after that traumatic experience. You were so close of the capital at 1 point.
The thing is, we are all close of the capital. You may or may not know it, but we are all watched. Even a winner doesn't escape it.
Especially you at that time, during the game. They must have treated you like you were a part of a freak show, like you must entertain them.
Yes, indeed. The game is all about appearances, how you portray yourself to them, because that's how you get sponsors, that sends you food and water for survival.
And now, how is it after your victory? Do you feel any difference in terms of the treatment you are given?
It is not really different from before. You're still watched, but in a nice house.
But have your status of winner brought you any positive aspects in your everyday life?
No, it has just burdened me with the consciousness that I lived because of the death of others. And now I have to go to these events where my picture is being taken until people eventually forget about me.
I see. Do you have something to say? A thought, for example, to people listening?
I'd hope for them to never get picked. I'd hope for the dismantlement of the games, but I can't, because all that will happen.
Thank you. Oh my, we must go. I have footsteps. Wait.